Hey guys, it's Jade. I'm so excited to just hang out a little bit with you today. For those of you guys that do not know, I'm going to be launching a new podcast episode every single Sunday. Now, if you're a part of my team, we normally do our Team Hooper Sunday night soul call, and this is going to be kind of replacing that. I want to make sure that I'm able to be in reach with you no matter where you are, your time zone, and what you have going on. So maybe you're listening to this on Sunday. Maybe you're listening to this on Monday on the way to dropping the kids off to school or on your way to work or on your way to school, no matter what it is. I just want to be able to connect with you. So I want to talk today about refusal. I think that what you have to understand when you are in business for yourself is that life is going to happen, okay? Think about when you have a 9-to-5 job. You don't get to call up your boss and say, oh, hey, I had a really bad day today. I fought with my kids this morning about tying their shoes. It was a lot. I can't come in. I'm not going to be able to come today. And if you did, they wouldn't pay you for the day. That's kind of common sense. So when we look at it from a business perspective, what kind of excuses have you been putting in front of you, allowing you to not be disciplined and not be persistent and consistent? I can't tell you how many days I would either maybe fight with my husband because we're human, or my kids didn't sleep last night, or, you know, one of my dogs hurt their leg or something like that. And it just took me out of this complete crazy downward spiral where I am mentally and physically like just I'm exhausted. And so I decide to just take myself out of the game. And I say, no, I'm good for today. But what you have to realize is those kind of days can happen every single day. But what you have to do is you have to refuse to sink. Say it with me. I refuse to sink. I refuse to sink. Every day we are in an ocean. Every day we are in an ocean, and it is full of our hopes and dreams. It's full of our fears. It's full of everything. This ocean is just this big melting pot of whatever, everything and anything, right? And we're going to have things that are pulling us down. We're going to have things that are lifting us up. Here I am, and I'm trying to lift you up out of the water, right? And then you have sometimes it's negativity. It can be your family. It can be your own thoughts and feelings are pulling you down. What you have to do is decide right now that you, plain and simple, refuse to sink. That number one, where you are at right now, is just temporary. You've got 12 kids and you live in a shoe and you're so busy and this and that's going on. That's not how it will be forever. But it is how it is right now. And if you wait for all of that to change, months and months are going to go by and you're going to do nothing but compare yourself to other people, feel worse about yourself, and continuously talk yourself out of doing the things that you know that you should be doing. And that just leads you down the rabbit trail of quitting, of giving up on yourself, convincing yourself that now you are so behind. So what you're going to do is you're going to stand here and you're going to say, even though the kids are being crazy, even though I hate my job, even though my spouse does not help me, even though it is a blizzard outside, whether or not that is happening, I will show up because I refuse to sink. Not me. Nope. If you are a part of this business, it is because you are meant to be here. Do you realize that? You are meant to be here. You stop praying for signs to convince you that this is where you should be, that you are in the right place. Sister, you are already here. What else would you like? Do you want a parade? Like Prince Ali Ababla style coming to your house, letting you know, like, yeah. Girlfriend, like, this is where you're supposed to be. No, the joke's on you. You already have the sign. And you're constantly just like looking for signs to just convince yourself that it's what you should be doing. Guess what? It's what you should be doing. There's your sign. You're welcome. It is the holiday season, my friend. My husband and I got our calendar out and we looked over not just the next month, not just the next 2 months, not just the next 3 months. We looked over all the way until school gets out. And it is a crazy next 6 months. We have been in transition. My family, we've moved. We've had another baby. We have all sorts of stuff going on. As I get older, some things get easier. But then with the things that get easier, there's other things that get harder. So I constantly, like, I can never just sit and get comfortable. Like, as soon as we get into a routine, next thing you know, my baby's crawling and, you know, eating food. One day she's not eating food. Like, things are changing. So what can I do when everything else around you, when this ocean, there's some days are still, some days there's a hurricane, some, we don't know. But all we can do is control ourselves. That is all you can do. In the ocean of the madness of life, the good and the bad and the ugly, in the greatness, the only thing that you can do is decide what you are going to do with yourself, and you are going to refuse to sink. What do you need to do to win over the next 3 months? 3 months. What are you going to do? You want to know what I did? I sat down and I looked at myself in the mirror. And I said, you know what, Jade? No, it's not ideal that you didn't get sleep last night. And no, it's not ideal that, you know, sometimes we have to argue with our kids. And it's not ideal that sometimes I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders. But this is what it is every day. So regardless of what is going on, what can I do today that's going to change the next 3 months? You want to know what I can do? I can prep my post. I can take something off of my plate for the next 30 days and I can do it today. All of a sudden, I made next month lighter and easier. I can plan our trainings for our team. So when there is mass craziness, I don't have to worry about what is happening in my personal life because I can't control my kids or my husband, but I already controlled my business. I held myself accountable and I refused to sink. So now here I am. I have our trainings planned out. I have my post planned out. I have my plan planned out. War is going to come, okay? And I want you to imagine yourself. Here you are, you're a soldier. And every time you prep and plan, you are putting on your coat of armor. Every single time you personal development and you grow, you're putting on that armor. And that doesn't mean you're not going to get hit. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get knocked down. You will. You will get knocked down. You will have amazing days. And the next day can be the biggest bullshit of the day ever. Just so you know. But what you have is you have been armed. You have your armor on and it hurt less. And you didn't get a bruise and you didn't get cut. So now you can get back up and you keep going. It is not a matter of, is it worth it? Yes. When you get to where you are supposed to go and where you want to go, you will never turn around and look back and say that wasn't worth it. Never. Never will you ever. Refuse to sink. Refuse. Get angry about it. Get aggressive about it and decide right now to do something for yourself today and to do something for yourself tomorrow. Do something today that is going to take the weight off of your shoulders next month and the month after. So even when it's the day before Thanksgiving, you're still going to get people on our opportunity call because you planned for it. And you planned for the new products coming and you planned for the travel and you figured out the nooks and crannies ahead of time. So you have no excuses. And if that means on Thanksgiving Day, you're going to the bathroom a few times to answer phone calls or to help people walk through their orders, you're going to do it because you planned for it and because it's worth it. And because the stuff that you were willing to do on Thanksgiving allowed you to just change your your whole entire life in January. And that when we go to conference and our bonuses are dropped, that you have been prepared and you're going to look back and you're going to say, even though my life was this crazy ocean of ups and downs over the last 3 months, I prepped and prepared for it. I had my armor on and I refused to sink. And here I am ready to go. If you resonated with this, I want you guys to share this. Tag me in your stories. I would love to shout you out. Every single time you share this with someone, it just allows the opportunity to help someone else. I thank you so much for being a part of this. Make sure to leave a review, give this 5 stars, and we'll see you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.